Wishing you a beautiful Monday. Welcome to your teaching from It's Time For Me. So at this point, hopefully you will have had a chance to pick out a photograph of yourself from childhood that represents a really nice memory or nice time in your life. And if you haven't been able to do that, perhaps you could pick a memory of yourself, like actually visually seeing yourself, what you look like, what your hair is like, perhaps what your clothes, what you were wearing at that time is like. This is really important because as we work through healing our inner child over the next couple of months or weeks, I should say, I would like you to have a visual of that. So if you haven't had a chance to get the photograph, I would ask you to do that this week. Also, just to say, I had to reschedule last night's monthly gathering. So we are going to be doing that on Sunday, the 20th of February at 8:30 p.m. Irish time. This is going to be a really lovely class, and perhaps it worked out for the best because I'll be doing a really nice reframing exercise, which is quite a powerful visualization around inner child healing and childhood. So I hope you can join me on the 20th of February. I'm really sorry again that I had to cancel at such short notice. So today what I'd like you to do is, and this is now starting to delve in a lot deeper into the subconscious, into your memories and down into your emotions. So please, if you find anything overwhelming, do get in touch with me. Today we're going to start to really think back into our childhood, and to be able to do this, you're going to have to offer yourself some space. So find somewhere comfortable and quiet and get yourself into a comfortable position where you can take some deep breaths in and out and offer yourself even about 5 to 10 minutes to really connect with this younger part of yourself. And what I'd like you to be doing in that part is to connect in and try to come back to a time in your younger self where perhaps your emotional, even physical needs were not met. This would be a time that you can remember, either the first time that this happened or a memory that just sits with you. Another thing that you could do, if you can't really think of a time where your emotional or physical needs were not met as a younger child, is perhaps to think of a time where something may have happened in your childhood where you find that parts of you maybe got lost at that time. So it might have been an instance that you might have even had in your younger years in school, with friendships, something in your family, or just something personal that happened to you. And what I want you to do is just really to connect in with the memory of that. How were you feeling at that time? And why has it become a memory? Well, generally, when we have a memory, particularly from young childhood, now we're talking, when I talk about childhood, we're talking about from the ages of 0 to 8, okay? Because by 8, you will have started to form your personality. Also, your belief system starts to have been formed by 8. So we're really looking at that age group or that time in your life. It's very important for us to look at these things because as we start to see a time in our life when emotional needs weren't met, or we start to see where we maybe started to change in terms of how we felt about ourselves or experiences we were being impacted by, we can then see how we are as an adult and how those things would have shaped us as we went through the years, through our teenage lives, into 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, and so on. So that's what I'd like you to do today. And again, if anything comes up for you, please do reach out, and I'll talk to you really soon.